Begin the Gemara daven sech. This tiny is dav test. Begin on the bottom line of the Chesam Beis. The Gemara continues from different agadic homiletic teachings from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara continues. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, another teaching from Rabbi Yochanan. Smaglus said, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Devarim, and we continue on top of Tazim and Aleph, aster to aster, the tithing one should tithe. What's the redundancy? So that the drasha is aster, one should take off meiser, a tenth from his income, and give it to the levi b'shvil shadis asher, which is changing from a sin to a shin, so that the person becomes wealthy. That's aser, then to asher, then that will make the person wealthy. And the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha, that Ashkechir Rabbi Yechanan, who he was the one that said this drasha, liyinukad Rish Lakish, he encountered the child of Rish Lakish, who was the son of Rabbi Yechanan's sister. This was after that Rish Lakish had passed away, as the Gemara will later demonstrate this. So Amalei, he said to the child, he says, Emeli Pesukach, tell me your pasuk, which is brought down many times in the Gemara, because the children would learn the Chumash, and they would continue going until they learned Mishnayis and Gemara. So he said, tell me the pasuk that you learned. Amalei says, aser to aser. The pasuk we learned today was that one should give the meiser. So Amalei said, the child asked Rabbi Yechanan, and he says, umay aser to aser. What is this redundancy? Why does it say an aser to aser? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, as we had just quoted the halacha, aser b'shul shadas aser. One should give meiser so that one becomes wealthy. So Amalei said, the child said to Rabbi Yechanan, menolach, where do you know this from? How do you know this concept that it means that one should give it so that one becomes wealthy? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, zil nasik, go out and test it, you'll see. If one gives meiser, one does not lose money, but one actually becomes wealthier. So Amalei said, the child said to Rabbi Yechanan, says, umi sharil in the seyu l'kadosh baruch hu? Are you allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like, let me go ahead and test Hashem, I'm going to do meiser and I'll see if I become wealthy. But v'ksev, there's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, le'tenasu es Hashem, don't test Hashem. So how are you telling me to go ahead and test Hashem by seeing if this is going to come true? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan said to the child, he says, hachim repayshe, this repayshe said, chutz mizu, you write in all test Hashem, except for meiser. Shem, like it says, the pasuk in Malachi, it says, heveyu es kol ha-meiser al-beisa etzer, bring all the tithes to the house of the storages, v'yiter v'veisi, and then there will be food in my house. Hashem says, test me out with this thing. And that is regarding what the pasuk is saying, that if you give meiser, then you'll have food, you'll become wealthy. If I'm not then going to open up for you the windows in heaven, and that I'll shower upon you blessing until that it's not necessary anymore. Now, the Gemara asks, what's this ma'ad b'lida? What's this term of up until that it's not necessary anymore? So, Rabbi Bachama Mirav, it's a drasha of Ache Yiblu Sifsei Seichem Malimida, until your lips will become so worn out and tired from saying enough, enough, enough. That's Bali, which is the Lashon of Balu, that it means worn out from saying die, that you're going to have so much. So, you see from that pasuk that if one is going to Hashem, says, not only do you get wealthy from giving Maaser, you can even test me. Chanuni Nebezaz Hashem says, test me, this is different than all other areas. So Malay said, the child of Rabbi Shlokesh said to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Yehavis mati hasam l'hai psuka, had I reached there, in other words, the pasuk that he was quoting him was from the Chumash. He says, if I would have gotten to that pasuk that you quoted me from Malachi, which is Havias kalamaisa, l'havis tzrichalach, I wouldn't need you. In other words, I would have understood this halach on my own, because that's what the pasuk is clearly saying, b'chanuni d'amazais, and l'leisha rabcha, and I wouldn't have needed your Rebbe Reb Hoshea that you're saying it over in his name. Now, that's one story again related to that halacha of aser to aser. Again, another time Rabbi Yechanan encountered his nephew, Rish Lakish's son. The Yasav Amma that he was sitting and he was saying the following pasuk in Mishle. And this was later on, that is, he was in Chumash and then he was from Mishle. Iveles Adam. And that is when a person sins, to salaf darke. So then many different things he encounters, bad things, because of his sins. But on Hashem, he's soured to. In other words, he gets angry at Hashem. Why are these things happening to me? But in truth, it's the person's own sins that's causing those consequences. But if the person doesn't acknowledge that, and he gets upset at Hashem, why are these things happening? So that's the pasuk initially that the child was quoting. So Yasser Rabbi Yechanan would come out. So Yechanan was sitting and was wondering. Amar, he said, is there anything that's written in Kesuvim, which is from the writings, which is where the Mishle is from, that order of Tanakh, the Leir Mizi by Raisa, that's not alluded to in the Torah, in other words, in Chumash, because the Chumash is the source of everything that's in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And you can find an allusion to anything that from the Torah in the Torah Shabbat, in the Torah itself, in the Chumash. So he was wondering, where's this concept of Mishli alluded to in the Torah? So Melissa, the child of Rish Lakish, Shetar B'Yechon, says, Ato Ha'am Midlay Mirmizi. Do you think this concept of this Pasuk Mishli is not alluded to in the Chumash? But B'Ksiv, there's a Pasuk in Bereishis that alludes to this concept. It says, Vayetze Libam, that the brothers of Yosef, their heart went out, Vayecher Du Ishal Achiv Lemer, and the brothers were in fear one to the other, that they said, Mazayis Asalikim Lanu, what is this that God did to us? And that is because they found their money in their bags, and this is they're going to get punished from the Egyptians, and they were wondering what happened. But one thing you see from that pasuk is that they had done it. It was their sins that they sold Yosef in Egypt, but they weren't acknowledging that. They were, so to speak, upset. Yisav liba al Hashem, and what is this that God did to us? So you see that same concept of the pasuk of Mishlei in the Torah. So Rabbi Yechanan had very long eyelashes that covered his eyes, and he actually would use silver tweezers to pick up his eyelashes. So the Gemara tells that Dal Einai, he picked up his eyes, in other words, his eyelashes, because he wanted to see this child because he was so sharp. V'chazabe, and he went to take a look at him. Asye Emefixis, his mother, the mother of this child, who was Rish Lakish's wife, who was Rabbi Yochanan's sister, went and took him away. Amarle, she said to her son, Tamika may quickly get away from here. The Lavid Lach that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't do to you, in other words, that he shouldn't look at you, Kedavid Lavuch, like he did to your father, and that he killed him that way, as the Gemara in Baba Metzia says. So she didn't want him because he was answering sharply to Rabbi Yochanan, quickly wanted to take him away that he doesn't die. Another Gemara continues with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Another teaching from Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara had said in the Manik, a simon on the previous daf regarding all these different teachings of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Matr Bishvil Yachad. Rain could come down because of an individual. That is, if let's say the only one that needs rain is one person, for example, if let's say he planted after everybody else had planted, or he's the one Jew living in the city full of non-Jews and he needs rain, it could come in the merit of one person. However, Parnassa, however, regarding an abundance of goodness and sustenance for the whole world, that cannot come in the merit of one person. Rather, that's Bishvil Rab, and that has to be because of when there's a public that needs the satiation, the Sviya, that there should be a bracha in their produce, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it if they merit. But regarding one individual that he needs bracha in his produce, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not change for him the judgment of the year. Rather, will go according to the bracha of the year. Now, although Hashem will bring down rain because of an individual, which will make the person's crop better, that's only that it shouldn't be lesser than other people. But to make his field from an abundance of bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do for an individual, only be if the Rab needs it. As the Gemara explains, Mat B'Shul Yachid, where do we find that rain could come for just an individual? That's like it says the Pasuk in the Devarim. It says, Yiftach Hashem Locha Es Etzari HaTayim. Hashem will open up for you His storehouse of goodness. Losses Metar Artzacha, to give the rain of your land, which sounds like in the singular, even for one person. Parnasa B'Shul Rab, however, regarding this Shefa of Bracha, this abundance of blessing, that will only come because of the public. Just like it says the Pasuk in Shemais, it says, Hinini Mamtu Lachem Lachem, that I behold, I will rain upon you bread. Lachem is a plural, which sounds like that, however, the abundance of blessing will only come if there's a Rabna that needs it. Now, on that, the Gemara is Meisvir. We learn in Brice as follows. Meisvir Huda Aymer, it says, Shleisha Panasim Tevim Amdul Yisrael. There were three great leaders that the Jewish people had. Elohein, they were Moshe, the Aaron and Miriam, three siblings, Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. The Gimel Matanas Tevis Nitin Al Yadam, and there were three great gifts that were given through them. Ve'elohein, they are Be'er, the well, the Anan and the clouds, Uman and the manna. Now Be'er b'schus Miriam, the well was in the merit of Miriam, which that was a rock that was flowing from it water when they were in the Midbar in the desert, and it would roll and go with the Jewish people wherever they went. Now this was the rock that Moshe Rabbeinu hit. Because after Miriam had passed away, it didn't want to give forth its water anymore, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to hit it. Now, Amud Anon Beschus Aaron, the pillar of the cloud, that was in the merit of Aaron. And Man Beschus Moshe, the man was in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Mesa Miriam Nistal Kaber, as we said that when Miriam passed away, so then the well was stopped. Shanema, like it says in the Pasuk B'Midbar, it says, V'tamashah Miriam, that Miriam died over there. V'ksiv Asrei, and it says afterwards, V'loha Yimayim Le'eda, that the assembly didn't have water anymore, because when she passed away, then the Be'er stopped. But V'chazu B'schus Shneim, but it came back in the merit of Moshe and Aaron, who were still alive, as the Pasuk says, V'debaratim Shneichem Al HaSela, that both of you shall talk to the rock, and it gave forth its water, again, because it returned in their merit. Mace Aaron, when Aaron passed away, Nistalka Nani covered. So in the clouds of glory stopped. And that is, however, the clouds of the sky or the clouds of smoke or other clouds, that's not of covered. There was a special cloud of glory that was in called Anani HaKavod. That was in the merit of Aaron. And when Aaron passed away, that stopped. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Midbar says, "Vayishma haKnani Melech Arad." It says that the Knani, the king of Arad, they heard. So, Mashmur Shama, what did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron, he heard that Aaron passed away. And V'nistalka Anani covered, and that means that the cloud of glory which protected the Jewish people, which covered them, was removed. U'kasava nitnli rishus leilacham Yisrael, and therefore he thought that now there's permission to go ahead and wage war with the Jewish people. V'hai nechsev, and that's what it says in the pasuk Bamidbar, v'yiru kol ha'eda, that the entire assembly saw, kigava Aaron, that Aaron had passed away. Now, that's the literal translation. But Amar Bavoi says, al tikru v'yiru, don't read it the way it's written of that they saw, ilavaye ra'u, that they were seen. And what that means is, so what does that mean that they were seen that Aaron had passed away? What would that mean? But rather, ki wouldn't mean that, rather it would mean kidadar shel Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish interpreted. Dama Rish Lakish, he says, ki, the word ki, mishamash ba'abar l'shaynas, actually has four interpretations. That is, wherever you have to expound the word ki, whether as a drush or whether for the literal translation of the pasuk, you could change it into one of these four different definitions because the word ki actually means all of them. And they are e, if, dilma, maybe, ella, only, daha, because. Now, the way the Gemara is interpreting over here, that the term of ki gava Aaron is saying that is because Aaron passed away. Now, what the pasuk is saying is the reason for the first half of the pasuk, and that is, why is it vayiro kol ha'eda? Why is it that they were seen? The reason why they were seen was ki gav Aaron, because Aaron had passed away, and because of that, the clouds of glory were removed, and therefore they were visible, and therefore, oh, the Jewish people, we see them now, we can go ahead and wage war. That's what he had assumed, because once Aaron passed away, the Anan HaKavod weren't there anymore. But then the Gemara tells us, chazur shnei b'schas Moshe. Both of them were then returned, as we said, the bear when Miriam had passed away, and the Anan HaKavod when Aaron had passed away, they returned in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meis Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, nistalka kol, and then all of them were finally removed. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Zechariah says, va'achid ashleishes harayim b'yerech echad, I will remove the three shepherds in 1 month. Now, this is obvious that it's talking about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, because we'd never find three great Jewish leaders at the same time, only with Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So it's obviously a reference to them. Now, but the question is, v'chi b'yerech echad meisu, did they die in 1 month? But it's not true. V'aloi Miriam meisu b'nisan. Miriam passed away in Nisan, like the pasuk in Bamidbar Chav says that B'nai Yisrael came to Midbar Tzin b'chodesh harishon, in the first month, and they were settled there in Kaddish, and there is where Miriam died over there, and they buried her. So that was in Nisan. The Aaron, Ba'av, and as we know from other psukim, Aaron passed away in Av. U'Moshe Ba'ad, Moshe was in Adar. So how could we say, although we know that they were at one time period, but it wasn't in the same month, so what's saying B'yerech Echad? Elam Olam, it rather comes to teach you, Shenizbat l'gimel matanis tevish shenitnu al yadin, that it was that there were three gifts. They came through these three shepherds, these three leaders, v'nistal kukul B'yerech Echad, that they were moved in 1 month. Because as we said, because although that each one was for each one, but when each one passed away, it was then returned in the merit of the remaining. And when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, all three passed away. So it was almost like they lost all those three leaders when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. However, the conclusion of the Gemara's question is, but Alma, one thing we see is that Ashkechan Parnasim Shlo Yachad, we see that there was sustenance, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, because of one person. And that created Parnasim, the entire Jewish people. The man came down in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we said that Matr could come down for one, but Panasa cannot come down for an individual. And yet here we see that it was because of one individual. But the Gemara says, no, it doesn't come down for a Yachad. But Shani Moshe, Moshe is different. Kivin de l'ram hubay, since the public need him, kiram dami, he has the halachic status as a rabbim, and that's why the Panasa could come in his merit. But generally, for an individual, only Matr, only Rain could come, but Panasa has to be only through the rabbim. Now the Gemara brings the following incident, which relates back to this pasuk that we just quoted in Zechariah of Acher Ashleish Yiroyim B'Yerech Echad, that I will remove these three shepherds in 1 month at one time. Rav Huna Bar Menayach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivas Tanya. These three Tamid Chachamim have a Shchichi Kamei De Rava. They would always frequent and learn by Rava. Now Kinach Nafshid Rava, when Rava passed away, Aslu Kamei De Rav Papa, so they went to learn by Rav Papa. Now Kol Emes De Hava Amal Hu Shmaita, whenever Rav Papa would tell over a teaching to these three Tamid Chachamim, but they didn't make sense to them. have meram ziyadodi, they would signal one to the other that to say that no, this is not like how Rava had said, this is not the proper pshat. Now chalosh daite. So Rav Papa had chalish zadas. He felt embarrassed based on what was going on. He felt that he's not being accepted by what he's teaching them. So the Gemara continues on in Beis, Sakruye Bechelma. So they recited to Rav Papa in his dream this following pasuk that we just quoted, that said, V'achir Eshleshurayim, that I will go ahead and remove the three shepherds in 1 month, meaning to say that they wanted to punish these three Talmid Chacham from Shemayim because they were embarrassing Rav Papa. So the following day, when these three Talmid Chacham were leaving, as they do every day from Rav Papa, Amluhit said to them, Lizl Rabban Bishlama, let the rabbis go in peace, again as an illusion because of this dream that he had, pretending that their demise based on the fact that they were embarrassing him. Another story regarding in front of Rav Papa, Rav Shimon bar Asha have a shchich kamid Rav Papa. He would always frequent and learn by Rav Papa. Have a makshle tuva, so he always asked him so many questions on what he was teaching in his shir. Now yom echad chazi did nafal lape. One time he saw that when he was doing the filas apayim, which was saying tachnun, shamidame, he overheard Rav Papa saying, Rechmana litzlan, Hashem should save us mikisuf deshimi, from the embarrassment of shimi, because I say a prat and he asked me so many questions. So kabil aleha, so Rav Shimi accepted upon himself shtikusa, to be quiet, not to ask questions anymore. Basulei actually, and from that point on, he stopped asking questions because he saw about the great embarrassment that he's causing to Rav Papa. Nothing more returns. V'afra Shlakish Shabbat. Also, Rav Shlakish holds of what Rav Yechonah had said on Amud Aleph, that matar b'shvil yachad, that rain could come for an individual. Damar Shlakish, like Rav Shlakish said, minayin lematar b'shvil yachad. From where do we know that rain could come for one person? So like it says, the pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Shalu me Hashem matar b'eis malkush, request from Hashem rain at the time of the later period of the rains. Hashem oisach hazizim, Hashem makes clouds. U'metar geshem yitlehem, and the rains will give to them. Le'ish isa basada, for one man, the grass in this field. So we see that even for one person, Hashem will bring the rain. Now, as the Gemara expounds, yochel akol, but you would think that Hashem will only give the rain only if everybody needs it. Tamal, that's what the pasuk is teaching. Le'ish, even for one person. But the time we learn the brayos is even greater than this. Ile'ish, if it would have said for one man, so yochel chol sadaisa, but we would think that Hashem would only bring rain for an individual if he needs it for all his fields. Tamil Lama saw that. That's what the pasuk continues to teach, that even if he only needs it for one of his fields. Now the Gemara continues, but Isada, had it said the field, Yachal Kala Sada, I would have thought to say, but it has to be at least for that whole entire field. Tamil Lama Isada, the pasuk teaches that even if he needs it only for one grass, in other words, even for one vegetable, Hashem will bring down rain for that person. And that is, we see this concept that we were saying, that even for one person, and even less than that, for even only one of his fields, and even only for part of his field, only for one grass, Hashem will bring rain for that person. As the Gemara says, Kihadir Rav Daniel Bar Katina, the Havale Ahi Ginza, he had this garden. Kol Yema Hava Azul Basari, every day he would go out and inspect the field. Amma, he would say, Ha Mishra, this row, Bayimaya, needs water. For Ha Mishra, Le Bayimaya, but this row doesn't need water. For us, a Mitra, and rain would come. For Kamashki, and it would water, Kol Hecha De Mivu, Le Maya, wherever he requested, that's where rain would go. That's how specific the Hashgacha Pratis was for the rain, that we're saying that it goes even for an individual. Now, one of the parts, the part of the pasuk that we just quoted says, Hashem oisach hazizim. So the Gemara asks, my Hashem oisach hazizim. What does this mean in the plural that Hashem makes chazizim? As we're going to see, that's a reference to clouds, but what's this in the plural? So Reb Chanina says, Malamed, what this comes to teach is, Shekol tzadik v'tzadik, that every single righteous person that comes in this world that has the rain coming to water his fields, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisli chazizim b'vnei asma, Hashem makes a special cloud just for him. So that's chazizim, that there's many clouds because every single tzadik gets his own cloud. Now the Gemara clarifies, my chazizim. What is this term exactly? It doesn't use the regular term for clouds. What's the term of chazizim of that it's referring to regarding these clouds? So Rabbi Yehuda says parches. It's a reference to the fleeting, that the ones that fleet type of clouds. Now Amar B'Yechanan, he says, similar matter parches, a sign for rain are these fleeting clouds. And again, that's why it's a reference to these chazizim, that it's a sign of that rain is going to come, and each tzaddik had his own cloud. Now the Gemara clarifies, my parches, what are these fleeting clouds? So Rav Papa explains, it's eva klisha, it's a light type of a cloud, Tusi Avis Michta, which they go beneath the thick type of clouds, meaning those which are closer, lower down to the earth. Now, Amar Yehuda says, related, he says, Nehila, the thin type of rains, Mikmei Mitra, that come first before the heavy rains, and then come the rain, Asi Mitra. That means to say that there's going to be a lot of rain coming down, and it's not going to end that quick. So if it starts with a light drizzle, and then it comes, then it's raining, that's a sign that it's going to be a real heavy rain. However, Basa Mitra, but if let's say the rain comes first, and then it starts having these light drips, then Pasik Mitra, that's a sign actually that the rain is going to stop. As Gemara explains, Mikmei Mitra, Asi Mitra, we said that if these light rain is coming before the rain, and then it rains, that's a sign that real rain is coming. Samaneich, a sign to remember this is Mahalsa, is a sieve, which when one is sifting in the sieve, there first comes out the fine flour, and then comes the thick bran that comes out afterwards. That's a sign about first comes the dripping comes first, the thin drops, and then comes out the heavy rain later. Now, the Basim Mitra, Pasim Mitra, we said that if it comes after the rain, that's a sign actually that the rain is going to stop. A sign to remember that is Charya De'izi, is the dung of the goats, which first they have the heavy droppings, and then come the lighter droppings, and then it stops. So that means to say if it's coming after the heavy, comes the thin drips, then that's a sign that it's going to stop. So depending when it's coming, it's a sign either that it's going to be heavy, or if it's coming afterwards, it's a sign actually that it's going to stop. So the Gemara brings a story related to this idea about the parchais, that it's a sign that the rains are going to be coming soon. Ula ikla lebavel. Ula went down to Bavel. Chaza parchais, so he saw these fleeting clouds. So Amalahu, he says, quickly, panimani, get my vessels away from here, the hashta asa mitra, because now the rain's going to come. I don't want my stuff to get all wet. Lasef lo asa mitra. At the end, no rain ended up coming. Amar, he said, kehich the mishakri bavloi, just like the Babylonians lie, hachem mishakri mitra, so too their rain lies, because that's exactly what usually is. The parchas is a sign that the rains are going to come, but that's a lie. As a previous Gemara had alluded to this idea about when people start making believe that they're going to give tzedakah and they don't, so too the clouds and the winds start making believe they're going to, but the rains don't end up coming. Ula ikla bavel, again, Ula had gone down to bavel. Chazi malet tzanda de tamir bezuzi. He saw that a basket full of dates only costed a zuzi, very cheap. Amar, so he said, maloid tzanda de duvsha bezuzi. He says, you see a basket full of honey for a zuzi, and that's because they would make honey from the dates. And the Babylonians, they don't learn Torah. In other words, they could learn Torah day and night because they have sustenance that's so cheap and that doesn't require a lot of effort. And according to what it seems like, they can have sustenance. They don't learn accordingly. Now, Balel Yitzaruhu, at nighttime, the dates started bothering him. That's because it caused him diarrhea. As the Gemara Maseches Gittin says, the dates warm a person and it causes diarrhea. So Amar, now he changed his perspective. And he said, Mole tzana de sakina bezuzi. He says, look, they have a basket full of knives for Azuz. In other words, since it's so cheap, it's very convenient for people to buy it, but yet it causes people pain. And still, Bavloy, Askar Bereis, and still they learn Torah. Wow, how great they are. Because he was now saying that, although it seemed like first that this is a great thing, it's actually, it's bad, but it's so cheap, so people eat it, and still they learn Torah, even though it bothers their stomachs. Now the Gemara returns to the prior discussion that we're discussing in this Masechta regarding the rains. Tanu in the Brice, Blezo Emer says, Kol Olam Kulai, the entire world, Mimeme Ukainus Hushaisa, they drink from the waters of the oceans. And that is essentially what he's saying is that the rain comes from the water below on earth and doesn't come from water that's above, where we know the waters were separated when the world was created. Hashem took the waters and split it, those on half on top and then on the bottom. So he's saying the rain actually comes from the oceans. Shanem, like it says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Ve'ed yalam in the arts, that the cloud goes and rises from the ground. That is, first it drinks from the earth and then the clouds go up. Ve'hishkas p'nei kol adama, and it then gives beverage, it gives drink to the entire land, but it originally comes from the ground, from the oceans. So Amar B'shu said to Rabbi Yeza, but how can you say that? Ba'aloi me'mei ukainis meluchanein. But the waters of the oceans are salty, and produce wouldn't grow from that. So how can you say, and we know the rainwater is not that type of salty, so how can you say it's coming from the oceans? So Malay, Rabbi Elazar's response is, Mematkin ba'avim, they become sweet in the clouds, and there's a certain process of the clouds that separate the salt from the water in the clouds, and then the rain comes down purified, so therefore it's not a contradiction to say that it comes from the oceans. Bishuim, however, he argues on Rabbi Elazar, and he says, Kolam kuli, the entire world, Mimaim hol yoin hushais, actually drinks from the upper waters, from the heavens. Shnemek says the pasuk in Devarim, said Limtar Hashemayim, that to the rains of the heaven, Tish Shemayim, you're going to drink water. So we see that the rain is coming down from Shemayim. Elaman Mekayim Be'ed Yalmot. So what do I do with the pasuk with Rabbi Eliezer that the cloud rises from the ground as if it's getting it from the oceans? That's teaching something else. Malamed, that teaches Sha'anonim is Gabrim Vo'il Merkiah, that the clouds, they strengthen themselves and they go up all the way to the heaven. Upeischen Pin Kenoid, and they open up their mouth, so to speak, like a flask. Umakablim Mater, and they accept the water of the rain, which is really from the Elyonim. It's just that the clouds are the receptacle that received it. Shemlik says the pasuk in Eif says Yizeku Matru Le'eda, that they pour rain to their clouds, which means say that the sky is pouring over water to the clouds. And the clouds are perforated like a sieve. I mean, say that they have these holes. And then they come and they water, you have the coming through the holes onto the ground. Shemlik says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, it says, Chashos Mayim, a sieve of water, of Ishchakim, are the clouds of the skies. And therefore, that's the idea that it's not really coming from here. It's the clouds go up to receive it, and they have these holes, and then it waters what it gets from up above. And ve'ein bein tibla tipa, and there's not a difference between every single drop of rain, el kamaloi nima, like just a hair breadth. That's how each one doesn't touch each other, but they're literally right next to each other. Now, it continues, lemetcha, this comes to teach you, which is going on the pasuk is going to quote, shegadol yom hagsham, that it's so great the day when it rains, kiyem shenivra bo shemayim ba'aretz, as the day when heaven and earth was created. Shemek says the pasuk in Eif, it says, eisa gedaylis, Hashem does great things, and the Gir says, ve'ein cheker, beyond our understanding. Now, uksiv, and it says in the pasuk after that, what's this a reference to? Hanaisin matra upon the aretz, that he puts rain on the face of the earth. So we see that regarding rain, it's called ve'ein cheker. Now, uksiv lahalon says over there in the pasuk in Yeshaya, regarding the bria of Shemayim ba'aretz, regarding the creation of the world, says, haloya data, don't you know, emlo shemata, or didn't you hear, elekei oylem Hashem, that Hashem is the God of the world, ein cheker l'suvanasa, that there's beyond our understanding His depth of his understanding, uksiven, like says the pasuk in Tehillim, some have this girsa, meichan harm bekoich v'goyim, that he prepares the mountains with his strength. But one thing we see is that regarding the bria of the world, Shemayim Ma'aretz, it's called Ein Cheker, and regarding the rain, we call it Ein Cheker. And therefore we see that the day of the rain is the equivalent as the day when the heaven and earth were created. Now, that was the machlekes given between Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding where did the rainwater come from? Does it come from the oceans, from below, or is it coming from Shemayim, like Rabbi Yeshua said? Now, the Gemara asked, based on this, Kaman Azla Hadachsib, who is it going like who interprets the following pasuk in Tehillim that says, Mashke Hor Me'al Yosef, that he waters the mountains from his upper areas? Now, Ram Yechon came to explain, Me'al Yosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from the upper areas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means, say, up in Shemayim. So, Kaman, who's that going like? Must be Kribi Shua, where he said that the waters come from the Elyonim, from up above. Now, the Gemara explained, but Rabbi Eliezer, he would tell you that it's not a contradiction. Even the Salki Lahasim, since the clouds, yes, they start from the bottom, they get the water from the oceans, but since they go that high up, Mashkem El Yosef Karlu, that gives it the term of giving to drink from the higher areas, because since it ends up going up there, it is considered like as if it's from there, as he illustrates this, because it says Di'ilei Temahachem, because if you won't say that, in other words, that even though something is really coming from a different source, but that if it goes there, that we would consider it as if it's from there, then how are you going to explain the pasuk in Devarim that says Avak v'Ofer min Hashemayim, dust and earth is from the heavens? Where do you find dust and earth in the heaven? Kivin demadul hasam. Rather, it's since that the winds blow the dust and the earth all the way up to Shemayim min Hashemayim currently. So we call it as if it's coming from heavens. So achinam hirosik kivin the sakel hasam. Since the clouds end up going up to Shemayim me'al yosef karle, so that's called from Hashem's upper heights. But again, it really doesn't start there. It starts down here on earth. Similarly, the Gemara asks, "Kaman Azla Hader Reb Chanina, who is it going like?" This regarding these two opinions of Reb Elezer and Yeshua. This that Reb Chanina had said, a pasuk in Tehillim says, "Koynis Kaneid, he gathers like a mound, the Mehayam, the waters of the ocean. Naisin Baitzaris, he puts in the storehouses, Tahimais the depths." Which Reb Chanina explained, what is the pasuk saying at the end of the pasuk? Migarm Loitzaris Shismalubar. Who caused that the storehouses should be filled with produce, which that's the pasuk of Nisim Baitzaris? It's Tahimais, it's the depths, which is a reference to the depths of the waters, that the waters from below. As the pasuk says in Az Yashar, Tahimais Yichas Yumu, that the depths cover them. So who is the one that says that it's the produce, why we have the sustenance, meaning the rain is from the Taimis. That's like Kribli Yazir, who he says that the water of the rain actually comes from the depths of the ocean, not from the Elyonim. Now, Rabbi Shur would explain the Pasuk, that Ahu, that Pasuk is a reference, and we continue to talk about Yerim and Aleph, Bibi Yasishri Allah Shalaylam. It's a reference to when the world was created. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. In other words, because when the world was created, the entire world was covered and submerged in water. Because Baruch Hu went and then gathered all the water into one place, as if that was Mayim Benayit, as if he puts the water into a mound, where then he put them into like storehouses. As the Pasuk is saying, Nisim Bait Tsaris Taimais, he puts the Taimais into storehouses because he went and he made a boundary for them, that the beaches that they can't go past that, and therefore it was like as if the sea is in an Eitzer. But generally, regarding the rain itself, it doesn't come from below. It's not that the Tahimais is what causes the Eitzer of Bar of produce. Rather, that comes from Elyonim. And this Pasuk is talking about something else. By the creation of the world, that he, so to speak, contained the oceans as if in an Eitzer in specific areas so that there could be the creation of the land and room for people to live.